Welcome to Navin Field in Detroit, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Detroit Tigers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Liz Funk. Batting second. The third baseman, Kerry Self. Batting third. The first baseman, Lou Blue. Batting fourth. The shortstop, Red Kress. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Bob Fothergill. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Luke Appling. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Johnny Hodapp. Batting eighth. The catcher, Charlie Berry. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Vic Frazier. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Vic Frazier. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The first baseman, Harry Davis. Batting second. The shortstop, Billy Rogel. Batting third. The left fielder, John Stone. Batting fourth. The second baseman, Charlie Gehringer. Batting fifth. The center fielder, G. Walker. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Roy Johnson. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Nolan Richardson. Batting eighth. The catcher, Muddy Rule. Batting ninth. The pitcher, George Uhel. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, George Uhel. And now, play ball. Liz Funk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Funk hits a fly ball into left field. Stone settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Kerry Self is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Self bunts towards third. Richardson fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Gehringer catches it and throws to first to double up Self. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Harry Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis hits a fly ball into right field. Fothergill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Billy Rogel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogel hits a pop-up towards third. Self settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. John Stone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stone hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Frazier fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rogel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Fothergill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fothergill hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling hits a pop-up towards short. Rogel settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Johnny Hodapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodapp hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rogel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer hits a fly ball into center field. Funk settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. G. Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker hits a fly ball into center field. Funk settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kress scoops it up and throws to first for the out. the side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Charlie Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry hits a line drive towards left. Stone chases it down, and drops it. That's an error on Stone. Vic Frazier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Frazier bunts towards the mound. Uhel fields it and throws to first for the out. Berry moves to second. One out. Liz Funk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Funk is 0 for 1 in the game. Funk hits a ball on the ground towards first. Davis scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Funk for the out. Berry moves to third. Two outs. Carey Self is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Self is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Self hits a line drive into center field. Walker picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Walker. Berry scores. Self moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 1-0, White Sox. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 0 for 1 in the game. Blue hits a line drive into left field. Stone picks it up and throws it away. That's a base hit and an error on Stone. Self scores. Blue moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 2-0, White Sox. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 0 for 1 in the game. Kress hits a line drive towards third. Richardson reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Nolan Richardson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Richardson hits a line drive into right field. Fothergill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Muddy Rule is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rule hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kress fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. George Uhel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Uhel hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Rule moves to second. Harry Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0 for 1 in the game. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Appling fields it and throws to second for the out. Rule moves to third. Two outs. Billy Rogel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogel is 0 for 1 in the game. Rogel hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Self settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Tigers nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bob Fothergill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fothergill is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Fothergill hits a line drive towards first. Davis reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0 for 1 in the game. Appling hits a line drive into right field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Johnny Hodapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodapp is 0 for 1 in the game. Hodapp hits a ball on the ground towards third. Richardson fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. John Stone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stone is 0 for 1 in the game. Stone hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer is 0 for 1 in the game. Gehringer hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Fothergill who is chasing the ball. Gehringer reaches third base with a triple. Stone goes all the way around to score. It's 2-1 White Sox. G. Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 0-for-1 in the game. Walker hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Gehringer scores. It's White Sox, 2, Tigers, 2. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-1 in the game. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Walker moves to second. One out. Nolan Richardson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Richardson is 0-for-1 in the game. Richardson hits a fly ball into center field. Funk settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Muddy Rule is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Walker. The throw from Berry and he throws it away. That's a stolen base and an error. Walker scores. It's 3-2, Tigers. Muddy Rule is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rule is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Rule takes first base on ball 4. George Uhel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Uhel is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Uhel takes first base on ball 4. Rule moves to second. Harry Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0-for-2 in the game. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Charlie Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 0-for-1 in the game. Berry hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Vic Frazier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Frazier is 0-for-0 in the game. Frazier bunts towards first. Davis scoops it up and throws to first, with Gehringer covering, for the out. Berry moves to second. One out. Liz Funk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Funk is 0-for-2 in the game. Funk hits a fly ball into center field. Walker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Berry moves to third. Two outs. Kerry Self is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Self is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Self hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Berry scores. It's White Sox, 3, Tigers, 3. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Blue hits a fly ball into center field. Walker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Tigers 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Billy Rogel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogel is 0-for-2 in the game. Rogel hits a fly ball into center field. Funk settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. John Stone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stone is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Stone hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Appling settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Gehringer hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Self settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Tigers 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 0-for-2 in the game. Kress strikes out. One out. Bob Fothergill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fothergill is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Fothergill takes first base on ball 4. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0-for-2 in the game. Appling hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Uhel fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Johnny Hodapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodapp is 0-for-2 in the game. Hodapp hits a line drive into right field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Tigers 3. The Tigers will come to bat. G. Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Walker hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Barry settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-2 in the game. Johnson takes first base on ball 4. Nolan Richardson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Richardson is 0-for-2 in the game. Richardson hits a line drive into left field. Hodapp settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Muddy Rule is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Johnson. The throw from Barry and he is safe. Johnson steals second. Muddy Rule is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rule is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Rule hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Johnson scores. It's 4-3, Tigers. George Uhel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Uhel is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Uhel hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Frazier fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Charlie Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Berry hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Walker who is chasing the ball. Berry reaches third base with a triple. Vic Frazier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Frazier is 0-for-0 in the game. Frazier hits a line drive into right field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Liz Funk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Funk is 0-for-3 in the game. Funk hits a line drive into right field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Barry scores. Two outs. It's White Sox, 4, Tigers, 4. Kerry Self is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Self is 3-for-3 in the game, with 3 singles. He's got 2 RBIs. Self hits a fly ball into left field. Stone settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Tigers 4. The Tigers will come to bat. Harry Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0-for-3 in the game. Davis takes first base on ball 4. Billy Rogel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogel is 0-for-3 in the game. Rogel hits a ball on the ground towards first. Blue fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. John Stone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stone is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Stone hits a fly ball into center field. Funk settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Gehringer hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Appling settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Tigers 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Blue hits a fly ball into right field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 0-for-3 in the game. Kress hits a fly ball into center field. Walker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Fothergill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fothergill is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Fothergill hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rogel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Tigers 4. The Tigers will come to bat. G. Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Walker hits a fly ball into left field. Hodapp settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Johnson hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Hodapp. Johnson reaches second base with a double. Dale Alexander pinch hits for Nolan Richardson. Dale Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander is walked intentionally. Heine Shovel pinch runs for Dale Alexander. JoJo White pinch hits for Muddy Rule. JoJo White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White hits a ball on the ground towards first. Blue scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats White for the out. Johnson moves to third. Shovel moves to second. Two outs. Billy Reel pinch hits for George Uhel. Billy Reel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reel hits a fly ball into center field. Funk settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Tigers 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Heine Shovel now playing third base. Ray Hayworth now catching. Chief Hoxett now pitching. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0-for-3 in the game. Appling hits a line drive into right field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Hodapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodapp is 0-for-3 in the game. Hodapp hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Charlie Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a triple. Berry hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Hodapp moves to second. Ted Lyons pinch runs for Charlie Berry. Lou Fonseca pinch hits for Vic Frazier. Lou Fonseca is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fonseca hits a line drive into right field. Johnson picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Johnson. Hodapp scores. Lyons moves to third. Fonseca moves to second. It's 5-4, White Sox. Frank Grube pinch hits for Liz Funk. Art Herring now pitching. Jack Rothrock pinch runs for Lou Fonseca. Frank Grube is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grube takes first base on ball 4. Carey Self is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Self is 3-for-4 in the game, with 3 singles. He's got 2 RBIs. Self hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Shovel settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Blue hits a ball on the ground towards first. Davis scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Blue for the out. the side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Tigers 4. The Tigers will come to bat. Frank Grubb now catching. Bob Fothergill now playing left field. Jack Rothrock now playing right field. Tommy Thomas now pitching. Bob Seeds now Harry Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Davis takes first base on ball 4. Billy Rogel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogel is 0 for 4 in the game. Rogel hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Thomas fields it, throws to first for 1, and over to second, with Kress covering. It's a double play. 2 outs. John Stone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stone is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Stone hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer is 1 for 4 in the game, with a triple. He's got 1 RBI. Gehringer takes first base on ball 4. Stone moves to second. G. Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Walker hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Stone scores. Gehringer moves to second. It's White Sox, 5, Tigers, 5. Sad Sam Jones now pitching. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double and a walk. Johnson hits a fly ball into center field. Seed settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Tigers 5. The White Sox will come to bat. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 0 for 4 in the game. Kress hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bob Fothergill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fothergill is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Fothergill hits a fly ball into center field. Walker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0 for 4 in the game. Appling hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Walker who is chasing the ball. Appling reaches third base with a triple. Kress goes all the way around to score. It's 6-5, White Sox. Bob Seeds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seeds hits a fly ball into left field. Stone settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Appling scores. 2 outs. It's 7-5, White Sox. Sad Sam Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Tigers 5. The Tigers will come to bat. Heinie Schubel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schubel strikes out. 1 out. Ray Hayworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayworth takes first base on ball 4. Bill Lawrence pinch hits for Art Herring. Bill Lawrence is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawrence hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. 2 outs. Harry Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0 for 3 in the game. With 2 walks. Davis takes first base on ball 4. Hayworth moves to second. Billy Rogel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogel is 0 for 5 in the game. Rogel hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 7, and Detroit Tigers, 5. Goodbye from Navin Field in Detroit.